All right, everybody, welcome to episode 6. I just did something I just didn't want to do.
I was going
to
say, I thought we were so
I'm
organic.
Sorry. Yeah, we are organic, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
I'm trying to play by numbers here.
We're natural.
But this is episode 6.
Yes, it is.
And this is Freelance Squadron.
That's right. Yes, it is.
Look at
that. Squad up.
Squad up.
Sorry. Is that right? Is that okay?
I love making women happy.
Yeah, you're just so good at it.
But again, we are here. I am. I am. Say that again, please.
Again?
I make women happy.
Happy? Did I say those words together?
It's happy and again.
Happy again?
No, you said I make women happy. Didn't you?
I make women happy?
I make women happy.
Do you? We make women happy.
I love making women happy. Absolutely. I'm a girl's girl.
Yeah. I'm a great friend to my women friends.
Absolutely.
Hold on now. That's a different subject. Now, we can talk about that if you want
to. You're making it one. We're just talking about
women happy.
A lot of my friends are women, and we are happy when we hang out together.
You're not getting it. My mind is totally in the gutter.
Yeah,
because
we know men are happy for much different reasons, usually.
See,
we
find so much more.
I do know where you're going with that, and it's not my fault that you went there.
Yeah.
My mind is always
so natural, just like we are natural and organic.
Yes.
That's naturally where you go.
That's naturally where I go.
That's right.
Yeah, I pretty much pay rent down
that's
there.
That's okay.
But that's okay.
It's time to get a mortgage, David. You're just throwing your
might
money out
well.
The window.
Exactly.
Might as well.
Everybody knows that.
It's my summer home.
Yes. Oh, I see.
It's my summer home.
Your vacation
home.
Rental
it's
house.
My vacation pad, whenever I want to get away from the world, I just go down
there. I bet
it's
got a disco ball in there.
Probably.
It's
a boom boom room.
David still has a disco
ball.
It's got a pole.
It has a pole.
You know I love the pole.
It has a pole.
Yep.
It needs to be sterilized and clean a little bit, but it has a pole.
I always clean before I dance. Are you kidding me? That's rule number one.
Well, that's good. That's always good.
Rubbing alcohol is 99.9%. Can't ever be too careful.
Rubbing alcohol on the pole.
Dries so fast.
Nice.
That's right. I don't have time to sit there and wait.
No.
Clorox all purpose.
No. I understand. That's no right. Telling what stuff is
gotta
on the pole.
Gotta make that money.
No, make it rain. Anyway, we are here at 86th Street Pub once again. My old stomping grounds. I used to live right down the street from here, actually.
Sure did.
Let's see, where am I going with this?
I don't know.
I haven't been here. Oh God, when's the last time I was here? It's been a while. But this is where it all started for me. It's story time, kids.
Oh, yay!
Pull up a seat and listen to this.
Right, but I am not taking a nap after this.
No.
Not.
Check get some milk and cookies.
Yeah, snack
maybe.
Time.
Yeah.
I want to tell a short story on the 86th Street Pub here. It all started for me. Actually, I'm going to go back. It all started with Liz. We went to Comic-Con in 2014. And from, I think it was the first Comic-Con they had. Was it the first Comic-Con they had?
Whichever year was the first Comic-Con, that's the one that we went to.
Okay,
yeah.
So 2014. Mm-hmm. And during that con, it was a perfect storm because they had the Comic-Con going on. They had the Big Ten Championships for basketball going on. And they had some kind of fireman convention going on at the same time.
Yeah, baby.
That's the best convention, quite honestly.
Oh, okay. Anyway. So they had it was the perfect storm down there, but we had got our tickets ahead of time online, so we can just go straight in. It was smaller. It was something similar to what PopCon is.
Very similar.
But it was small, but they didn't know exactly what to expect or how many people got down there. So around 12 o'clock that afternoon on that Saturday, they had to shut the place down. They couldn't let no more people in because it was too capacity and it was a fire hazard that I do remember. But I do remember this one panel. I guess it was a panel that we went to. It was a Walking Dead panel. And, of course, we both love Walking Dead. And they had two ladies up there. I cannot remember their name to save my neck or what exactly they do. I think they have a YouTube channel. But it was like a small room with probably about maybe 50 people in there or whatever. And they did a great job. Don't get me wrong. You know, I loved what they did. It was fun. They were interactive. They had a great sense of humor. But afterwards, I remember when we was walking out, and I turned to Liz, and I was like, I'm going to have me a panel next year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have me a Walking
Dead
panel next year.
I remember that.
And I was just talking out the side of my face. I didn't know exactly what was going to happen. So later on that year, I think that was in April. Was it March or April? Somewhere around March.
They've always been in March or April, so it would have been somewhere that. that time.
Later on that year, around September, I looked on Facebook and they had like this post. And it said, if you want to host a panel, please fill out this submission and turn it in or just submit it or whatever. And so I was like, okay, why not? You know? Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, what do I want to do? You know? Walking Dead. Okay, fine. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was just filling out my name and everything else. And so I submitted it. Didn't expect to get, you know, I didn't expect anything outside of that to happen. You know, I got no experience in hosting this. I got no experience in The Walking Dead. I'm not a celebrity. Whatever. So a few months go by. I think this was around January, I want to say. And I get this email. And I look on my phone. I read the email. And, oh, well, whatever. You know, this I just breathe, you know, just looked at it and just tossed it. And I got a phone call probably about 2 days later. And I went to voicemail because I didn't recognize the number. I think it was a California number. And the lady said on the voicemail, say, hey, if you still want your panel for Indiana Comic Con, you call me back or else we'll have to cancel it. And I'm like, what?
I have one?
I'm like,
didn't
even
know I had one.
So immediately I called the number. And she was like, yes, hi. We was just wondering if you still wanted your panel for The Walking Dead. And I was like, yes. And she was like, okay, well, we got you down for Saturday afternoon at 12 o'clock. I'm like, for 2 hours. I'm like, yes. I was so happy. And I remember I called our mutual friend, Nikki. I called her and I gave her the news. I was like, oh, my God, I'm hosting a panel at Comic-Con. Put it all on Facebook. Everything. Unbeknownst to me, that's as far as I got because I didn't know what the hell I was going to do. Or, you know, and I went to work the next day. I'm thinking I was like big shit, man. I'm like telling everybody, I'm hosting a panel at Comic-Con. You know, my head was like huge.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't know what to do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know. And everybody was coming to me. You know, they was like, you know, I want to do it with you. I want to do it with you. But they wasn't as, you know, that. Great people, but they wasn't as knowledgeable on the product or the show as I wanted them to be. Or some of them wasn't even caught up on it.
Oh,
you know
not
what I'm saying?
Acceptable.
And so I remember that Saturday morning I woke up and I was like, okay, I gotta get to work. So I just Googled, you know, Google is my best friend. I Googled and I was like, okay, Walking Dead, Indianapolis, you know. And everything that I Googled kept coming up, this group or this thing called Indie Drinking Dead. I didn't know what it was. I really did. Never heard of it. I had no clue. So I clicked on it, and it came to the website, and Indie Drinking Dead website. And I read it, and it was like, oh, you know, fan cast, you know, have viewing parties at 86th Street Pub. And I was like, 86th Street Pub sounds familiar. And so I mapped 86th Street Pub, and I was like, oh, my God,
it's
right
like
around the corner.
2 minutes from your house?
Yeah. I was like, it was right around the corner from me. And so I emailed. I sent them an email. I sent them two emails, actually. And I hit the link for their Facebook page, and nobody got back to me from the email I sent to the website.
Jeez, how unprofessional.
And finally, from the Facebook page, somebody got back to me, and I was like, I gave them the rundown. I didn't want to make it sound like I'm a creep or whatever. So I gave them the rundown.
Let them find out later.
Yeah. I let them. Yeah, that's
let them figure it out organically.
Yeah,
and
that's
naturally.
That's
what we do. Yeah naturally. That's what we do.
Natural and
here.
Organic.
It's like Pee Wee Herman, the word of the day.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, you like that?
Wow. You don't expect that to come
that
out of this man.
That was very scary, actually.
You don't expect
that's too
that.
Good, man. I'm a jack of all trades.
That was a little frightening.
I'm a jack of all trades. Anyway, so I messaged, you know, we was Facebook messaging back and forth. I didn't know who I was talking to, but I gave him the rundown of like, look, hey, I'm hosting this panel. I need some help and want to know if you are interested. We can, you know, meet somewhere and blah, 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 blah. So the person was like, okay, yeah, come up to 86th Street Pub on a Sunday, and we'll meet, you know, come around 4 o'clock, and we'll meet. I was like, all right, great, you know. I came up here that Sunday, and he gave me his name, Johnny Lyles. Don't know. Never heard of him. And I'm like,
the legend,
I've never,
man.
Johnny's like right across from me. I never heard of you until then. So I remember walking, and it was my first time in 86th Street Pub. Never been here before. I remember going in there and I asked the bartender at the bar. I was like, Johnny Lyles? You know, I was like, oh, yeah, right in the back. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. And here comes Johnny. He was sitting from behind his computer, right? And he's like, hey, brother. And I'm like, hi.
Not Johnny. Looking around. Like
I'm like, hold on. This is big white-haired white guy. Yeah. Hey, brother. I'm like, oh, hi, you know. And he automatically gives me a hug. I'm like, has my hand out for just shaking the nah, man. He gives like, nah, yep. Brother, bring it in. I'm like, okay. Awkward, but okay. So I give him a hug and everything. And then, you know, we sit down at the table. It was actually this table right behind me, the first one right there.
Oh, they haven't cleaned it since then.
They haven't.
No, I'm just kidding. It's very clean and beautiful.
And so we talk, and my first impression is like, oh, he's real cool. Got the Southern accent. You know, he's good. And we talk about his JL Media. And I think they was recording that night because he had the computer and had the microphones all set up. And they had a Walking Dead marathon on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, they were recording
definitely.
That night. And we was talking and, you know, tell me about JL Media, how he got started and this, that, and the other. And I told him, it's like, dude, this is something I always wanted to do, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to be, you know, or be on a podcast of some sort for probably about a year before then. I always thought about it, just didn't know how to get my foot in the door. I thought
right.
about doing it myself,
yeah.
but it just wasn't coming, mm-hmm. you know, getting there. But, you know, I told him what I wanted to do, and then we got into the panel of The Walking Dead and everything, and he sounded very interested. He actually wanted me to stay, of course, you know, and be on the show that night, but I couldn't. You know, I had, you know, priorities, my kid, of course. And so I was like, yo, I would love to, you know, maybe next week. And that's when Brian Hahn, now for the uninitiated, if you don't know Brian Hahn, he's actually one of the managers here at 86th Street Pub. And he was a former host of Indie Drinking Dead. And that's my first time meeting him. Shout out to Brian. And I met him for the first time. And he real cool cat. And so we began talking a little bit. And so we kind of like planted the seeds
mm-hmm.
for things to come. And I was on the show the next week. And they labeled me a special guest host, which we all know
you
special.
Are special.
I am short bus special, which we all know special guest hosts is no somebody who comes on maybe once or twice.
Right.
I came on and never left.
Oh no, they tried.
So I was like, they did try. I was like that guy who just comes to stay with you, you know, probably maybe about a week, but never leaves.
No, right.
And I became a permanent, you know, host of Indie Drinking Dead, and from there we hosted our first panel down at Comic-Con that year, or in 2015. Huge turnout.
Yeah.
Huge turnout. We had like a 100-plus seat room.
Wow.
And it was full.
Yeah.
It was literally
That's
full.
That's exciting. Your dream just manifests
it
right in front of you.
In a year's time,
it
just manifests into... Mm-hmm. That and I was so I was nervous up on that stage.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
And we had like swag to give away. This that it
swag.
Was,
did you have like a T-shirt launcher for the
I
swag,
Johnny? Next year,
Point Blank Range. Though.
Next year, yes. Next year we should have a T-shirt launcher.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was unbelievable, and the feeling that me personally that I had after that. Was it can't be matched. It was awesome.
Oh, I'm sure. Just kind of floated around the convention
yeah.
the rest of the
it
time.
It did. It did. And people
like, wait, is that David from Walking Dead
people
panel?
Recognized us.
So
man,
you were celebrity.
See, he's the real celebrity.
Celebrity.
That was
he's the real celebrity.
Yeah.
He's
no,
the real
don't
one.
No.
You can't even deflect
take
this
Liz,
right
don't
now. You just said it
subject.
Yourself.
Liz,
you
don't get on that subject, please.
Anyways, okay, keep going with your story.
Anyway.
Keep going with your story. Thank you.
Anyway,
it's flowing nicely. I'm like,
I know, right?
Yeah, I'm listening.
It manifests into something that grew bigger and bigger each year. And then when Indie Drinking Dead returned, we was again here at 86th Street Pub.
Back at home.
And it just... grew.
Yeah.
It grew that we actually outgrew the place.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Broad Ripple. And that was even huge. But for me, 86th Street Pub will always, and I'm going to get sentimental here,
aww.
It will always be home.
Uh-huh.
I love coming back here, and I love doing this from this spot today, because if it wasn't for, first, if it wasn't Liz, if it wasn't for the submission, if it wasn't for the panel, and if it wasn't for Johnny and Indy Drinking Dead, Screenland Squadron would not be.
So we owe every single one of those people a big thank you, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I would not be here today. And I got, this is my third show, Indy Drinking Dead, Headline News, and Screenland
and
Squadron.
And who are we?
Yeah.
And that other one.
I'm getting emotional just thinking about this. Because I actually, you know, from that time I told Liz, like, hey, I'm going to do that next year.
Yeah, you did.
To what I have now here,
right,
especially with you two ladies, is... I can't explain it, you know, and it happens so fast.
Few people get to see that,
yeah,
to feel that.
It happens so fast that I really haven't. I honestly have not had the time to sit back and just like, wow.
Take it all in.
Yeah, because I'm always busy, you know, trying to plan for this show or that show and trying to do this, Facebook page, this and that.
Yeah.
I really have time
to
smell the
flowers.
Enjoy
it, yeah.
And so I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the people here at 86th Street Pub for their sponsorship for JL Media,
yes,
and of course for hosting us here today.
Thank you, yes. Thank you. And it's awesome here, mm-hmm, too. The pool tables, and there's like there, it's sectioned off, so where we're at is pretty private from the where the main
bar
is.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously you can hear us pretty well. There's not background noise. You know, it's
yeah,
a really nice area.
The room that we're in now, this is where we had Indy Drinking Dead. And,
yeah,
of course, you,
mm-hmm,
see the TVs, and
it's
all
perfect.
The TVs were full of The Walking,
uh-huh,
Dead. And the viewing party was, again, was huge. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So, like I said, this will always be home. This is where it all started for me. Personally, and I just wanted, like I said, I just wanted to give a shout out. And of course, if I'm sure I'll see Brian sometime today, and you know, he was a part of it and everything, of course, with Holly and Desmond and all the guests that we've had on the show, and I appreciate it. And yeah, that's my story.
I love that,
yes,
story.
That's a great story.
Yeah, it is. That's like a rise to, not power, I don't want
to
give you a big head,
rise
but like
fame.
A rise to fame.
Oh,
yeah,
you can
a rise
go ahead
to
with that.
Success.
You can go ahead with that.
Yeah,
and
not doing
know,
that. No,
I'm not going to, you know, blow my own horn saying I'm the best. No, I'm an amateur podcaster. You know, yeah. I'm
hey,
not,
we
yeah,
have fun.
There's a lot of people who doesn't
people
like
love
me,
us.
Of course. You know, that's why I wanted you two ladies, mm-hmm, so they can start liking me, because you know, it's like
soften those rough edges.
Yeah, it's like that relationship. You see the ugly person with the good looking girl, and you know, just rubs off. You know, just rubs off on them. So, yeah, so that's
good.
That,
thank
that,
you, 86th Street Pub.
Yeah, thank you a lot,
thank
guys.
You.
Appreciate it. Today, you know, we're going to do something a little different. We're just going to hit on topics. You know, we're not going to have a new segment. We're not going to do what we usually do. We're just going to hit on a few topics. And the first topic that I wanted to hit on is, the movies and TV shows that we look forward to heading into the fall and winter. Right now, I printed out a list for everybody so we wouldn't lose our place. So these are, I'm not going to give away all the movies and everything, because there are literally too many to name. But I just wanted to go over a few of
them.
Yeah,
let's like name our favorites.
Yeah,
and
we can do that.
And a little extras in
yeah,
between.
Yeah, we definitely can do that.
Yeah.
So let's start with the month of August. There's a few big movies coming out. And if you look on our Facebook page, which is that Screenland Squadron, I posted these trailers. We got The Dark Tower, and we got Detroit, and we got a movie called Kidnapped. The Dark Tower is based off of a Stephen King book.
Yes,
starring,
I'm excited about that.
Matthew McConaughey and Idris Elba. And I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be huge.
Yep.
Then we got Detroit, which is actually a true story, which is directed by Kathryn Bigelow, and it took place in the 60s in Detroit during the riot, or the start of the riot. That looks like a phenomenal movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to give a little shout-out to the movie Kidnapped, starring Halle Berry. To me, from the trailer, it looks like, you remember the movie Taken with Liam Neeson?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of reminds me of that. But
yeah,
without Liam Neeson and special skills.
His special skills.
It's her kid gets kidnapped, and then, you know, next thing you see in the trailer, she's on the highway speed chase trying to get the kid
mama
back.
Bear comes
exactly,
out.
Exactly.
We all got that mama bear. Well, the mothers have the mom. You'll get it. You don't have kids yet. You'll get it. There's like a whole new person that comes out when your kid's in trouble.
So I want to see that, and I'm not too many Halle Berry movies that I want to check out, but this seems like one of them. You know, she really hasn't done too much after that Oscar win in the early 2000s. But you know,
come back, Halle. We're ready for you again.
Yeah, I'm really interested in that show.
I'm excited about Annabelle Creation coming out. I love scary movies, especially ones with ghosts and demons.
Did you see the first Annabelle?
I did.
Oh, see, I haven't seen
it. Was trash.
Oh, yeah.
It was trash.
Okay.
It was trash.
I thought it was scary.
It was trash. Look, for me, I take horror to a different level. It has to really scare. It takes a lot to scare me.
Okay.
I'm the same way. That's probably why I don't really watch a lot of these horror movies.
I am very easily scared.
The last movie to scare the... I got like a short list of movies, of horror movies, that scares me. The Exorcist.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
The Strangers.
Strangers. Oh, my God. Because it's... Why are you here? Because you were home. Like...
And...
Oh, God. I'm always home.
The Conjuring.
The Conjuring was
not
good.
The Conjuring 2, but the first one.
Yeah, the first one.
Annabelle is a spinoff of The Conjuring.
That first Conjuring was terrible. The Exorcist, though, that's absolutely in my list.
The Exorcist
forever.
Is my
I saw that way too long. It's way too young. Yeah.
The Exorcist is my number one. But The Conjuring, which, like I said, Annabelle is a spinoff of The Conjuring movie. The first, like I admit, I told you, the first movie was trash. I hated it. But from what I've been reading, this one is better. It's like an origin story of how.
Right. Yeah, let's see how the doll came to be.
Now, you've never seen The Conjuring, have you, Liz?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Oh, man.
You have to check it out, please.
I will. It's got exorcist-y things with her being possessed.
It's really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Directed by James Wan, who comes from a horror background. He did Saw.
Uh-huh.
And
his
big break. Was it a big break? But he did Fast 7. Furious 7.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that one. I'm not a Fast and Furious girl.
Okay.
I haven't seen past like Tokyo Drift. So
he did Furious 7, and right now he's doing Aquaman. So he's moved on up. He's moved on up. James Wan has moved on up, but he's going to be producing Annabelle Creation. I think Friday, August 25th, we have the re-release of Terminator 2: Judgment Day in 3D. This movie has to go down as one of the best action films of all time.
I like that.
And it's also one of the best sequels ever made.
Mm-hmm.
Terminator 2 was released in 1991.
Do you want to know how old I was?
I don't want to know.
I was having my biggest birthday party ever.
Right.
My one-year-old birthday.
That you don't even get to remember.
I don't. I bet it was lovely.
Wait. You haven't seen Terminator 2?
No, I mean, I bet my birthday
no,
was.
No, she was 1 year old. Oh, I've seen Terminator 2.
Yeah, yeah. No, Terminator 2, absolutely. Love that movie.
God damn, I was 11.
I will not see it in 3D, though. I am one of those people that, like, it gives me a terrible headache.
Yeah,
I cannot
do
3D.
I'm not a big 3D person either for that same reason.
Yeah.
I get real dizzy and
it
disoriented.
Messes with me.
Yeah.
I've tried. I have tried on numerous times.
Yeah.
But I'm actually interested in seeing this in 3D. I'm not a real big 3D person either.
Yeah.
But...
I don't need it. That movie's good enough.
But James Cameron is now on his 3D kick now.
Yeah.
He just got done with Avatar, and that, was in 3D. He made like $1 trillion.
I would probably see that in 3D, and I haven't yet, but I would love to see Pandora in 3D.
There are very
so cool.
few things that I can do in 3D, and even then I'm like, I can work
through
this.
Yeah.
Well, get ready, because he's coming out with like 30 Avatar movies now.
I'm all for it.
What? It's the modern day Ferngully.
Yes, it is. I don't care. I loved Avatar. I loved the story.
So
I loved the world. I loved the characters. Yeah. I loved everything.
And Valerian, or is that what it's called? It's very
I'm so
Valeria.
Excited.
Valeria. Yeah.
I can't wait for that to come out.
That's kind of
Avatar-y. Doesn't come out this year, does it?
No.
I'm sorry.
Avatar-y.
I liked Avatar.
Yes, be sorry.
Yeah. I liked Avatar.
You are sorry.
It wasn't a $2 billion film.
You're not a $2 billion.
Obviously, it was.
No,
yeah,
it was
obviously
not.
It was. Well, obviously, it was.
Look. For the uninitiated, this is how they got to $2 billion. 3D. Okay? They charged more for 3D, which back then, 3D cost at least $5 more. And they pumped it, said you have to see this film in 3D.
But they didn't make anybody go buy Dota 3.
But they everything, every promotion, they pumped it. You have to see that. You have to experience.
That's just smart, then.
They
I know,
use
right?
the word That's experience.
It's called marketing.
You have to do experience this film
just
in 3D.
Get over it,
I know, right?
It was not worth
get
two.
Over
billion.
It.
It is not to me. It is not worth being labeled the biggest movie of all time.
Yeah, you know what else isn't the biggest movie of all time?
You know
Batman
what?
With Ben Affleck.
Batman vs Superman. Who's Martha? Why
you know
did
what?
You say that?
You know what?
My Martha.
You know what? You know what really is the
you
biggest
can't
movie
have
of
a
all
Martha.
Time? God damn.
Wait, you have a mother too?
Batman v Superman was a good movie. To hell with all y'all.
No, it was. It was the worst movie. The best part of that movie was when Wonder Woman came out at the end.
I'm doing
was
my cross
like the
arms
only
right
part.
Now. Yeah, she saved the day. She saved the flick.
The movie.
So, okay, so to avoid, let's keep moving. We got it.
Thank
That's
you.
Yeah, you know, it's all right because we could just pick on you all day. So we'll just keep going.
After I got telling my emotional story at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah, that was your that
and
was
we
it.
Gave
and
you
we
that.
Did. Yes, and we enjoyed
beautiful.
It and we cried with you and yeah. we
Okay. Now what movie are we talking about?
It.
Okay, we're about to feel really old now because when that movie came, when's your birthday?
May 3rd, 1990.
Yes.
She was just a
she
newborn.
Wasn't
she was a newborn.
But I was still watching that shit. No.
When the TV show came out cuz it a Stephen King mm-hmm. film was released in 1990, and it was a two-part.
Uh-huh, yeah, I had the two-part VHS. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had to pop in the second tape.
Starring, oh God.
Tim Curry?
Tim Curry is Pennywise.
It. Yeah.
But what was the blonde-haired kid? Because he was in the second Never-Ending Story. But I can't think of what his name is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know who you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I can't think of his name now. I had a super, like, teen crush. I remember when he was, like, in the Teen Bop magazines, and I pulled his picture out and hung it on my
I remember
teen Bop. Back when that was,
take
like, cool
back
to do.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. I used to have so many magazines. Cutouts mm-hmm. and rips out and now
but
my
I
grandma's like
name
with these magazines like get those away
he disappointed
me
on the second Never Ending Story though because it's
Sebastian
yeah
Sebastian.
The worst
I remember
Atreyu.
We can keep going film.
That is one
oh,
of my
I love
favorite the first one not
yeah
the second
oh god
one.
You must say my name
yes say my name Sebastian
you could have gone so many different ways we were saying that at a young age
say my name
okay, so
we're looking for the actor.
Yeah. The first It film or TV series.
Yeah,
I
the guy
say,
with the
TV
mole,
show.
Right?
I'm just gonna go to down the list here. You had Harry Anderson, which Harry you should remember from Night Court, the judge from Night Court.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Christopher, Richard Mazur. I probably butchered his name.
Apologies for the butcher.
Yeah, sorry about that. Annette O'Toole, Tim Reed, John Ritter.
John Ritter, yes,
from Three's
he
Company.
Is in that. Yeah.
And
oh,
Richard Thompson from
yeah.
The Waltons, if you remember.
I don't.
Yeah, you're too. Sorry. Remember the Waltons there, Liz?
I vaguely remember it.
John Boy, was that his name? Johnny Boy? John?
I mean,
John
I remember Boy? Like the name. I don't think it was something I watched.
Oh, that's the goodnight so job.
Yeah,
goodnight,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Goodnight.
They all had
that's
the big house
they did that
and
in
they
all
turned out the
commercial.
License to say goodnight to each other. But that movie. That movie scared me as a 10-year-old.
Oh,
watching
God,
that.
Yes.
I wasn't scared by it.
Oh, I was. They all float.
They all float down here.
Stuttering
I
Stanley.
Love that film.
Or
and
or
I was
no,
a,
that's,
and
that's
I admit weird. I was a little taken back when they was going to remake it. I was like, why ruin something that mm-hmm. is that
like,
is perfection?
So perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's still classically
why ruin
made.
It?
Yeah.
But I'm open-minded. I've seen a couple of the trailers and I'm you know, I'm going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, it'll scare me. If not, it's trash. I'm just going to put it like that.
I don't think
but you already know, you can't say that because, like...
It's trash.
You've already watched, like, the first one, so you kind of have an idea of what to expect.
It's gonna be
come.
The same story. But I'm
right,
not, you
exactly.
Know.
So
with
you can't say
visual,
that it's not going to scare you because you already know what to expect. So.
Think how good that spider's going to look this time around. That one from that was always the part where I was like, Even as a young kid,
I was it didn't scare me. Like I thought it was weird. I thought it was suspenseful. I thought it had a good story, but it didn't like scare me. Like, but I grew up watching like Nightmare on Elm Street and all that stuff.
A little
so
desensitized.
Yeah, very. Uh-huh. Like there, like David said, there's not much that scares me now. And if anything scares me, it's because something pops out. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
But it
and
wasn't like overall scary.
Scary. That's
it was
just a reaction.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know,
that'll be good though.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm interested. Though.
I bet it'll pull a lot of numbers mm-hmm. just because. it's intriguing to see how they're going to redo
but
that.
But the thing is, it's not being released in the Halloween season. It's on like September 8th. I don't know about that.
But we'll see a lot of Pennywise this Halloween, though.
Oh, yeah.
We will.
You know it?
We probably will. Next up was September 22nd. We've got The Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
I'm kind of very excited to see this.
Oh, man, that just big sexy right there. The main character, I can't remember his name.
He is a cutie patootie.
He's like the bad boy. Yes, you, Johnny, you too.
Yes. I'm stealing this from So You Think You Can Dance, but he's on the Hot Tamale train for sure.
Is he? Yes. And, you know, he plays the voice of Johnny in Sing. Like, as soon as I saw Johnny the ape, yeah, I was like, I know that voice. And I didn't know he could sing because I'd only ever seen him in The Kingsman. And he can sing. And if you're listening right now, here's my address. No, I'm just
please find me please on find me, Twitter. Yeah.
Do you think your husband will?
No, we have a very, very strict celebrity clause that we both very. We
so you got a hall pass for celebrities?
Oh, absolutely. And there's no ABC limit.
What's his hall pass? Who?
Oh, he is a Blake Shively lover. He loves Blake Shively. He would go crazy over her.
Okay.
But that's not all. I mean, my one pick, if I had one. Yeah. Well, see, that's hard because my whole life it's always been Paul Rudd. And then I found Game of Thrones and now I love Jason Momoa. But Paul Rudd, if you're out there, if you're listening,
Aquaman.
I still love you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jason Momoa he's in my.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh,
definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jason
Momoa.
Yeah. Just saying the name.
All right, as the two ladies over here got to clean up after themselves after saying Jason Momoa's name several times. Can we get some tissue over here, please? Yeah. Wet wipes or something? Alcohol, 99%.
Yeah, alcohol wipes.
Yeah.
Please.
Just isopropyl. Never mind. I'm going to stop.
Isopropyl.
Isopropyl. There it is. Yeah.
Their stools are a little bit moist right now.
Don't say stools.
Anyway, we'll say Blade Runner 20.
But it's okay to say moist.
I am not a person that has a problem with that word.
Blade Runner 2049.
I'm actually excited to see this movie.
Did you see the first one?
Well, yeah, like 1986 when it first came out.
You cannot comment
or
on this, Megan, because you wasn't even thought
1986.
Of.
1986? When was that?
Or 87. Yeah, exactly. I don't remember when it was. It was like mid-80s when it first came out. But
no, it was early. It was the early 80s. It was,
even earlier than that. Yeah. I just remember it was like, I remember being very young when the first one came out and then watching it again. Probably in my early teens, like junior high-ish, but it hasn't been since then. So it's been a very, very long time since I watched this movie.
The first movie wasn't well received when it first came out. It was kind of like those cult favorites, but as time went on, it has grown a reputation as being very inventive. It's a very eclectic, artsy type sci-fi film. Mm-hmm. Of course, it stars Harrison Ford. And it's taken in the same universe as, the same universe as the Alien film. Of course, Ridley Scott directed both of them. But it's taken place in the same universe as the Alien film. But as this particular film stars, it stars Harrison Ford and Ryan Gosling also.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Ryan. Hey, girl. Just any of those memes. Hey, girl. You want to go do yoga? Or, you know, like,
here we go.
Hey, girl. I like your sweatpants and messy bun. You know what I'm talking about, right? His hey, girl memes. That's like he is the hey, girl meme. It's beautiful. He's beautiful.
Okay.
What? He is a very pretty
what?
Man.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He had me at Crazy Stupid Love. That was probably one of my favorite movies I've seen him in. So, with Steve Carell.
So go ahead, David.
Yes.
Sorry.
Continue to explain
the universe and sci-fi.
I'm done talking about. I don't want to get into the Ryan Gosling talking.
No,
again.
We don't have to talk about Ryan Gosling. I was talking about Blade Runner.
Let's talk about Jigsaw.
You're the one who keeps bringing up Ryan.
Let's talk about Jigsaw.
Okay, fine. Jigsaw.
October 27th. Jigsaw is the next entry into the Saw franchise, which I thought was dead and gone. But
no, of course not.
Why can't it be dead and gone?
I wish it was too. I think after watching the majority of them with my children when they were like 10. So my bad. My children are super desensitized. I know, right? My kids are probably desensitized everything.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Whatever. It is what it is.
Ain't raising no sissies.
They knew when to cover their eyes with blankets.
Right, right.
So
when the screaming starts.
You know, the first Saw movie was very.
I think the first three
good.
Were good. I loved the first three.
I loved the first one. I thought the first one was the best out of the bunch.
The first one was great.
The first was. I did not see the twist. It had that M. Night Shyamalan twist to it.
The whole time, I did not see coming
at all.
I liked the first one. And then what was the Wimby was the last one where you kind of where they finally put them all together
in the house. Are you talking about the very last?
They tie all of the movies together.
I haven't seen.
Maybe it was the last one. I don't remember which one it was.
The continuity of the films are very good. They tie in with one another. And I just thought, that, you know, it just kind of ran its course with all the torture racks and everything else. That they did.
Yeah.
But I guess they're coming out with another one. I don't know how.
I mean, it's like having a bazillion hostels. I mean, and I watched it with my kids.
Are they
going to
have the puppet? I wonder if they're going to have the puppet.
Well, yeah, because Jigsaw is the name of the killer. Right. So, I mean, this is going to be like a story about more of that. Because, I mean, we kind of know. We saw a lot in the first few movies about why he is the way he is. But, you know, there's probably more, I imagine. They're going to have to bring him back, I would think.
Right. Well, when you're dealing with psychology, there's a lot of
twists and turns.
Yes,
maybe
you can always dig in deeper when you're actually looking at the person behind the mask, right?
Yeah. So my guess, I bet Jigsaw like grew up on a farm and he was like torturing animals and experimenting on animals and got it out of his system for a while. And
yeah,
of course, his parents were bad to him in some way. We'll find out.
Yeah, that neglected middle child.
That's
I completely understand how that's
child.
Like.
Middle child.
What that's like, yeah.
And let's see. We got a big one coming out on November 3rd. Thor,
yes.
Ragnarok.
Give me some Thor, please.
Okay, here we go. Go ahead.
No, that's all I need
swooning
to say.
Over Thor.
No, that's
here?
Okay. I'll just wait till November 3rd and swoon in the movie theater.
That's right.
Okay, this is going to be the third Thor film out of the series. Chris Hemsworth is coming, you know, of course, as Thor.
Of course.
Then you got Jeff Goldblum, who's in this film. And you got the Hulk. The Hulk is back from, you know, we haven't seen the Hulk in a while. Since Avengers 2, we haven't seen the Hulk.
So is it Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah.
He's my favorite Hulk.
And this time, I think they're going to set this film up. There's been some talk about having a Planet Hulk movie. But I think this is going to be taken shortly after Avengers 2, and is supposed to lead into Avengers Infinity War. The trailer looks awesome. This is like if I can use the term, metal, like music.
Really?
Metal. This is like a metal type movie.
That's cool. That makes it. So do you think, I don't know, I haven't seen any of the previews, but I loved the scenes in Avengers when Thor and the Hulk would fight because it was just pointless.
I released the trailer months ago, but in the trailer, they do set him up in like some sort of Roman Colosseum.
Oh, no, that's right. And the Hulk comes out.
He's like,
you got to fight to the. Okay, now I remember.
He was like, yes! I used to work with him!
And then comes the punch.
And right after that, the next weekend, we have Justice League.
Unite.
The movie, hopefully, will be better than Batman v Superman. I don't know how it can. Goddamn, Batman v Superman was a good film.
I could make a short film better than Batman Superman.
Entitled Justice My League. Belly Button. Basically. And that's all it is. Shot of Liz's beautiful belly button for 3 hours.
I would say beautiful, but at least
girl,
a belly button.
Justice League, of course, puts together our favorite superheroes, Batman, Wonder Woman, Flash,
so how could
Cyborg,
it be bad? Like,
Aquaman.
I'm actually excited to see Cyborg and Aquaman because being a Teen Titans watcher.
Love Teen Titans.
It's just exciting to me to see Cyborg because I'm like, that's a Teen Titan. So like for just other just childish, stupid, nerdy
nostalgia
reasons. Yeah, I'm just excited to see Cyborg for no reason other than that.
The trailer, we're going to hit a little origin story, a little quick stories on each and every superhero.
So. Yeah.
Of course, this is taken after the death of Superman, so everybody's wondering how Superman going to come back. Is he going to be a good Superman or is he going to be a bad Superman? What is going to happen?
I think he's going to be jaded for a little bit.
Is he coming back in the blue and red suit, or is he coming back in the black suit?
The black suit.
what's going to happen with this guy? And of course, I got to mention that what happened to the director, Zack Snyder, who of course directed Man of Steel and the first Batman v Superman. He had a tragic death in his family with his daughter. And so he had to bow out of the reshoots of the Justice League. In comes Joss Whedon. Joss Whedon was one of the architects to the Marvel Cinematic Universe with Avengers and Avengers 2. Mm-hmm. He was the guy who put Marvel together. So now he's working on Justice League.
That's good. That's promising.
Yeah, he's also going to direct a Batgirl film. Yeah. So we got that.
I know,
I know. I've always been Batgirl. A Wonder Woman fan. I mean, all the way back to, the original Wonder Woman series. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been a Wonder Woman fan. I've been waiting. I know we're, not talking about Wonder Woman anymore. But it's like the Batgirl, Supergirl stuff. I'm like, eh.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I don't know if it's the word girl in it. For maybe me, that's what it is. She already seems mousy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
And it didn't help that our only really interpretation of Batgirl is Alicia Silverstone, which wasn't the worst, but it also was way too sweet.
Well, they did have
innocent.
A Batgirl in the old 66 Batman TV show.
You know, I was, my father was not even born in 66. So you got me there. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see about Batgirl. Damn.
I'm optimistic about it because Joss Whedon, he was the architect behind Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So
I'm optimistic about it. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I was stoked. Couldn't wait. For Wonder Woman, but I have hopes for Batgirl. I have hopes for it.
Yeah, I'll watch it. For
yeah,
sure.
Definitely.
And then next up, the big movie coming out in December, of course, is Star Wars: The Last Jedi.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is, I'm just going to say now, going to be a $1 billion film.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, sorry.
Easily.
Rogue One was so good.
The continuation.
It just keeps getting better.
Finally get to see Luke talk.
Yeah, right? I know. Can he? I don't know. That was a very long scene of silence.
Just silence.
Yeah, it was kind of awkward. Her just holding
just
the
lightsaber. Rock and wind.
For the
and
longest
two
time, you know. If it was me, I would have switched hands and just tossed it at him.
Right.
Like,
take it, dang it.
Anybody help?
Yeah. But we get to see the continuation of the whole Star Wars saga with Episode 9, The Last Jedi, coming out December 15th. And then Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, my gosh.
I am really excited over this film.
I love the first one.
The first one was fun and cute and whatever, but I'm actually kind of excited this because now we get to see inside the game.
Where did Alan go?
Right. Yes. So this is, I think it's not going to be, super, a really big film, but it looks like a fun, cute film. Just something funny and
you can
whatever.
Watch with your kids and your grandma and, that'll be a really good one.
Just something just fun to go do and whatever.
And it's just such a good movie idea. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first one, just such a good idea. And then they came out with Zathura a little bit after that one. And that one wasn't nearly as good. But I just love the idea of that, Saul, you're going to play a game.
Yeah, right. But this one, you're not going to get killed.
This one's going to be so bad.
Call me old school, though, but I don't like Jumanji now into a video
I'll call
game.
You other things
right.
besides
I know,
old
right?
school. What the
Well, you did say you were sorry earlier, so we'll
I'm
just
not
have
sorry
to
about this. This movie
no,
was trash.
No, you are sorry.
This episode
this
is called
sorry
apologetic
in so many ways.
This movie, Jumanji, looks trash. I'm sorry.
Jumanji's not the only thing that looks
got,
trash,
it's
David.
Got
and
the,
I'm looking at it right now.
It's
you know what? Maybe you should spend some time in Jumanji, then we'll see how you feel.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just getting murdered.
I'll send you to Jumanji. I'll roll at 5 and 6. You're going. In the jungle, you must wait until the dice roll 5 or 8 or something like that.
Let's go to Pitch Perfect 3.
Yes, let's go to Pitch Perfect 3. I'm actually excited for this, too. Although the Pitch Perfect movies are really stupid, but I love them
the
because
way.
They're singing.
Yeah. Synchronized lady dancing.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what this movie reminds me of? Mean Girls.
It reminds me of karaoke, and that's why I love it.
It's a great
we got the karaoke queen over here.
I am not a chick flick type of person, but the Pitch Perfect, I will always adore. 1, 2, definitely 3.
It's just fun.
It's
so much fun, and it's fun. It's not fun, forced fun.
No.
I think, I don't know what movie came out, but it's Girls' Night, not Girls' Night Out.
I know what you're talking
about. It's the one that's almost like Girls' Hangover.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, way
and
too forced.
I didn't even, see it.
I have not seen
but
it.
But it looked like it.
Corny.
You know what I'm saying? So it was just I didn't even want to go watch it. But this is, these movies are really just, it's just fun.
And they're funny.
Yeah, and they're funny, and it's just silly. Yeah. And then you get to sing along. Mm-hmm. And it's just a whole fun mixture of, it doesn't have to be a good movie. It's still fun to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
End of story.
It just seems natural. Like, their acting is just like, that's probably how they are in real life.
Yes.
I want to hang out with Anna Kendrick so bad after I saw the first one.
So bad.
Like, she's just probably the coolest person ever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've seen both Pitch Perfect movies. I enjoyed them.
One of my favorite scenes is the... I can't remember what they're called. The cliffhangers, I think, when the jump out your car in the middle of the street. Like, I can't hear that song without the same, go ahead.
Oh, my daughter loves movies.
That's how I just watched them.
You know,
they're so good.
She got me into it, I guess. Let's see. We have another topic. I was going to do favorite TV shows of the fall and winter, but I'm going to actually put that on the Facebook page. But we have a very important topic to discuss
very
right now.
Important.
There's a debate going out there in the world of movies and TV, if you really think about it. Is there an oversaturation of comic book movies and TV shows out there?
I don't even know how this
is the market
debate,
oversaturated.
Really.
I agree. My answer is no.
There's actually a debate. No.
And I don't really. I mean, everyone's allowed their opinion, and that's fine. And I think some people might debate, like, yes, there is, because they just don't want to see
like
so many,
it
and they don't
much.
Like it, right? And that's fine. Everyone doesn't have to like it, but
watch
that doesn't mean there's an
else.
Over. Right. God. You know, go watch MSNBC or something, or Fox News or whatever.
Right.
Go get some Trump oversaturation.
Right.
The comic
but, you
book,
know what I mean?
The comic book genre is the modern day Western.
Oh,
if
I
you think
agree.
Back,
yeah.
If you think back,
that's a really good.
If you think back to like the 50s, 60s, and even
good
the 70s,
thinking, David. I'm glad you didn't hurt yourself on that one.
Shut up. The market of movies and TV were dominated by Westerns. We had Bonanza, Rawhide on
TV. I think we should have. I don't
Rawhide.
Mind if we got oversaturated on Westerns today, though. Those are like one of my favorite time periods. But anyway, that's okay.
And
go
then you had
movie.
Your John Wayne movies.
Yes.
And then later on, you had your Clint Eastwood movies.
Who is that?
You know, no, Fistful of Dollars. Yeah, exactly.
John Eastwood? John Eastwayne? I'm just kidding, people.
She is so
I know
you're
very
gonna
well.
You're going to have to have an apology
I know
the
very
next
well.
Episode,
no,
just like Liz did
well,
when
but
she killed Sean Connery.
She knowingly is being silly.
I absolutely
killed
serious.
Somebody
you're
on Sirius.
Learn to read women, David.
I know,
that
right?
was clearly satirical.
Yeah, learn obviously. Sarcasm. God,
damn,
sorry.
Anyway.
You need an apology.
You chose this. you
that is true.
You designed Thunderdome.
Master Blaster.
<That's right>.
I'm Master. He's Blaster. Okay, anyway. but I mean, so you don't think there's an oversaturation of the market?
No, I
because everywhere
love
you look,
it.
There's
I
a comic it. Book movie, there's a comic book TV
yeah,
show.
Thank goodness.
I love it. And the reason I love it is because I don't like every single show or movie, right? Mm-hmm. But that's okay. Because to me, it feels like there's something for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, I started to watch The Flash with my kids, but then they watched it ahead of me. So now I haven't even bothered to go back and watch it. I don't care. That's fine. I'll like, kind of like you and the show. Now I've already forgotten what happens when I drink. But
yeah. I'm not sure what show we're talking about.
I don't know.
Either,
you said your husband was watching your show.
Oh, House of Cards.
House of Cards,
yeah,
right?
He doesn't wait for me. So I just kind of jump
in here.
So
it's the same with
there.
The Flash. Like, I'll jump in when they're watching it, and I'll be like, okay, now what happened? And they'll get mad at me for asking. And I'm like, well, that's what happens when you get ahead of me.
Yeah, exactly.
But or Gotham or all of those things. So I'll catch a couple episodes here and there, and they seem like really great shows. I just don't have time to watch everything.
Well, if you think back, you know, to the history, I mean, the comic book genre, you know, of course you had the comic book, the actual comic books.
Right.
But in the old days, before the actual feature film in theaters, they actually showed these things called serials.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there were news reports.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they were actual like little mini 15-minute, you know, shows.
Like PSAs.
Yeah,
minis.
They show like Robin Hood or things like that.
Yeah.
But they actually would show Superman, Batman's little serials. And of course, you had Superman TV shows in the 50s, and of course, Batman 66. You know,
yeah, with Adam West,
right? Moment of silence.
Burt Ward and everything, and then. And then we venture off into the 70s where it just took off with Superman the movie in 1978 with Christopher Reeve and Gene Hackman. And after that, on the TV side, you had Wonder Woman with Linda Carter. You had The Incredible Hulk, Bill Bisbee, Lou Ferrigno.
Just obsessed.
And then you had, which, you know, if you look back, campy. And you had the Captain America TV show. And you had the Spider-Man TV show, which all didn't last
that long.
And we
had Swamp Thing. I don't know why you keep missing
Swamp
Thing.
I'm sorry about
Swamp
Thing.
It was one of my favorites, so I'm going to keep bringing it up. Yes, I loved the Swamp Thing. I don't know why, but I did. Swamp and I'm going to keep bringing it up.
I'm sorry.
Okay, now go ahead, David.
And then you venture off into the 80s, and many people forget about this, but Conan the Barbarian was actually a comic book.
I will never forget Conan.
I will never.
Conan with the first one, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I was dreaming about him in utero.
And you mean like when you were a twinkle in God's eye?
That's right. I was just swimming around with all my brothers and sisters.
She was literally calm when that movie was out. And,
oh, okay.
But, but I remember... It was, let's see, Arnold Schwarzenegger, James Earl Jones. That movie was fantastic. And it still
phenomenal.
Stands
still,
today.
Yeah, yes, it does.
Absolutely.
But in the 80s, you kind of had a drop off because the Superman movies were still coming out, but they were very campy. Mm-hmm. And Batman was basically nonchalant until, I believe it was 1985, when The Dark Knight Returns hit the book by Frank Miller. Hit and it gave a whole new perspective, a whole new look, a whole new turn on the character of Batman. And that led into 1989 with Tim Burton's Batman with Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson.
My favorite. Which Michael is probably Keaton. My favorite, honestly. Yeah.
And it launched...
My Batman's like this. Hey, what's up? I'm Batman.
It launched a whole new series of Batman films from there. For we had Batman Returns, Batman Forever with Val Kilmer.
Terrible.
No, yeah, with Val Kilmer. Then we had Batman and Robin... With George Clooney.
George Clooney was better than
Val
Kilmer.
Better,
which
but
that
not
pretty
as good
much
as Michael
killed
no.
It killed the Batman franchise.
Yeah, it did.
But also on Marvel's side, you had Blade 1 and Blade 2.
Oh my God,
I love.
I could
Blade.
Watch Blade
with
all
Wesley
day
Snipes.
Every day.
Yeah,
and then go to sleep and dream about it.
Well, and that's the first place that you kind of see. Deadpool, right? I mean, Ryan Reynolds kind of does his Deadpool
that
in
was
Blade.
Wolverine. That was the movie Wolverine.
Oh yeah, Ryan Reynolds had a. Crossbow and Blade. He was in Blade, right? Am I making that up? Am I like mixing my two
no,
movies?
No, he wasn't in Blade. No.
I don't think he was in Blade.
No. You know who? You know who was in Blade though? Blade 2.
Who?
Daryl from Walking Dead.
Daryl was in Blade. See, I need to go back. Yeah. I'm like, I have this scene in my head.
Daryl,
from the movie.
And if you look at Blade 2, he was dressed. Just like Daryl, as he is now. He could have been Daryl in Blade.
And that's Wolverine that I'm seeing. I'm like way off. I am in Wolverine, you're right.
But that kinda,
that's okay,
that,
but you were, you know, in the universe.
Right, I was
you
trying to get
saying?
There. But yeah, I do love Blade.
That kind of kicked off a new era for comic book movies. Mm-hmm. And it really hit big in 2000 with the release of X-Men.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
The original X-Men film with Hugh Jackman, Halle Berry, Patrick Stewart. You know, Ian McKellen, it launched off, and then it even took it to another height. That was by Fox, Studio Fox. It took another leap with Spider-Man, with Sam Raimi's Spider-Man,
Maguire.
With Tobey Maguire.
And I love those. The third one was so bad. It
the
was
third
like
one
the,
sucked.
The first, that first Spider-Man was okay. It was all right. Like, I liked it.
Yeah.
So then, I liked it.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
it.
So then okay. they was pumping out those movies. And then you know, you had a couple of Hulk movies, which didn't do so well.
No.
And then they
decided. I don't think Hulk can really hold himself.
No, it's not
like
much
he had
to
a
the
great
story.
Series way back in the 80s or 70s, 80s, like we talked about. But really, Hulk himself, like, he's a great.
Stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Like, he's a great supporting.
No way to live.
He's a great supporting superhero.
Absolutely.
But he's not really one. That I know I could like there was one Hulk movie and I can't remember which one it is that was okay that I enjoyed watching but all the other Hulk movies I'm just like
he has
I
mean dialogue
there, there,
like,
there was only
cares?
Two of them one with
well
Eric
then maybe
Bana.
It was a second one I don't remember but I just remember it was like I mean it's okay it's great it's a nice movie
yeah
whatever,
the second one with Edward Norton. Ed Norton yeah
the one where he was down in Peru and
that was
Ed yeah, yeah yeah
yeah yeah the second
that
one
was better
yeah the second one was better but still Hulk himself really just doesn't, to me, just doesn't have the substance to hold a whole movie.
I agree with that 100%.
He's a supporting superhero.
He is.
During that sort of age, we reintroduced Batman from Christopher Nolan. And with Batman Begins.
Mm-hmm. So good.
And then on with, and I'm just going to say it now, with my favorite comic book movie of all time, The Dark Knight.
Oh, I do like The Dark Knight.
Oh God, Dark Knight was
the
so
Dark
bad.
I mean, Knight.
How
was
can you
perfection.
Go wrong with Heath Ledger?
Right,
Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger. Sorry,
The Dark
well,
Knight.
Well, leather,
leather,
whatever.
Ledger.
You know what I'm saying?
Ledger.
Leather with Ledger.
Yeah,
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I'll take it. I'll take it.
The Dark Knight is the gold standard of comic book movies, and of
oh
course, after that, you had The Dark Knight Rises. And in between there, they tried to reboot Superman with Superman Returns. They didn't do so well. But Marvel.
Yeah, I like
the Superman
Returns.
I do.
And I like Man of Steel. And I liked all the Supermans that have come out so far.
But with Marvel.
Except
with
for Batman versus Superman.
I wasn't going to go
but
there.
With Marvel, with the guy running the showrunner, the producer, Kevin Feige, he came out with Iron Man. From there, you had Iron Man. Then you started to piece together the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From Iron Man, then you had Captain America.
Yep.
And then you had the Avengers. And and it turned into what it is today. Then now you got the TV shows. And, of course, you got Justice League, Wonder Woman, and all that. Now you got the TV shows. You know, you got the CW with all the DC shows. You got Netflix
yeah,
with all their.
And, yeah,
yeah,
oh yeah,
you got
yeah.
Netflix
there,
with Daredevil,
everywhere.
Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist. So,
but
I mean, everywhere
so
you
much,
look.
Though.
Yeah, there
and
is a lot.
They're not all the same, you know. It's like there are so many characters that you can.
Right, but it's no different than going to a comic book store and reading or picking up different comic books. So, what's the difference between going to a comic book store and picking up or going on TV and just being able
to
watch to
shuffle
or
through
or shuffle through and say, okay, who do I want to
yeah.
learn about today?
Exactly.
So, are we all in agreement that there's no oversight?
Oh, I am without question.
Completely in agreement. Absolutely.
Oh, okay, so real quick, Megan.
Yeah.
Your top five comic book movies of all time.
Top
five:
X-Men, Hellboy,
Which X-Men?
Well, I'll take any of them. I think The Last Stand is always a big one for me. And then
okay.
I also like Days of Future, or First Class.
Okay.
And then Hellboy. I love those movies so much. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Hellboy.
I love
okay.
Hellboy so much. Second one was almost better than the first one. Iron Man, Tony Stark. What's up, baby?
The first one?
What's up? Yep, first
okay.
one. Actually, I like them all, but okay. the first one's the best. Batman, and like I already said, Michael Keaton is my Batman.
Batman 89.
Yes. And then I love the Superman movies. I like the old ones. I like the new ones. I do like the Batman vs. Superman movie about an hour and a half in. So, you know, I.
Right
Superman.
When Wonder Woman shows up, right?
Yeah, Superman. Right.
All right, Liz, give me yours.
Okay, so Wonder Woman's definitely first. Guardians would be second. And all the X-Men movies are kind of equal. I don't really have a favorite. I just like them all. They all have their goods and bads,
okay.
whatever, so I'm not going to go through all those.
Okay.
The newer Spider-Man, definitely, I'm not a big Spider-Man fan, but the newer Spider-Man was good, so I liked it.
Okay.
And then the first Batman with Michael Keaton was good, but I also like The Dark Knight with Heath Ledger.
Yeah, all the Batman.
Yeah.
Well,
but I will say the very first Spider-Man, or sorry, Batman. No, sorry, Superman. Oh my God.
Superman the movie.
Superman movie, yes, with
Christopher Reeves.
Yeah, Christopher Reeves was awesome. Because, that's what you grew up on, right?
Right.
So
I just remember being so in love with him as a little girl.
Yes.
Like, just was so sweet. And when he's holding Lois and she's like thinking that inner monologue part, can you read my mind? And it's so cheesy, but I just remember
they were cheesy, but like, I mean, the whole like Superman, all those, I don't care how bad they were, like the first, second, or whatever, like all those 80s Superman movies, like,
yeah,
that's what we grew up to and that's what we would watch. And it just, that's what kind of introduced us to the comic book world. So I don't care how cheesy and bad and stupid they were. I just remember, like, what was the one with, what was the comedian's name?
Richard Pryor, Superman
Richard
3.
Pryor, yes. That one was still funny. Like, it was still good. I don't care what anyone says.
Well, that
says.
One you had drunk Superman shooting peanuts at the wall. I can never, but let me get my top five out real quick. Just real quick, we continue on the conversation because we only got a few minutes. My top movie is The Dark Knight, 2008. Second was Superman the movie. Third is Logan. Fourth,
Logan.
Wonder
yeah.
Woman. Fifth. X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
That's my top five.
Yeah, and Logan falls under X-Men anyway, so
yeah,
just whatever.
Let me check the time. How many time? Yeah. How much money? How much? We're good?
Oh, whoops.
Oh, we're a little over? Oh, well, I guess that's the end of the show, guys. I mean,
that's the end of the day, bye.
You know, we get to talking. And, we do. You know,
it happens.
You know, it happens. But thanks for tuning in to Screenland Squadron. This is episode 6. Just real quick, check us out on Instagram at sl.squadron. Check us out on our Facebook page. A lot of content up. And we will talk to you guys later.
Squad hey. Out.
Yes.
Squad out.
Hashtag SLS.
SLS.
There you go. We'll be right back.